The circulatory system, with its intricate network of blood vessels, ensures the delivery of oxygen, nutrients, and other essential substances to every cell in the body. This section elaborates on the flow of blood and the role of capillaries in facilitating exchange processes at the cellular level. Blood distribution. The heart, a powerful muscular organ, pumps oxygenated blood through the arteries to supply oxygen and nutrients to the body's tissues. Here's an overview of the blood distribution process. Arterial system. The arteries branch out from the heart and progressively divide into smaller vessels, forming an extensive network throughout the body. These arteries carry oxygen-rich blood away from the heart, supplying different areas, including the head, abdomen, and extremities. Arterial branching. As arteries extend into various regions, they undergo further branching to provide blood flow to specific organs, tissues, and cells. This branching pattern ensures that blood reaches even the tiniest capillaries, where essential exchange processes occur. Capillaries. Capillaries are tiny, thin-walled blood vessels that connect arteries and veins. They are the site of crucial exchange processes between the bloodstream and the surrounding tissues. Let's delve into the significance of capillaries. Microcirculation. Capillaries form an intricate network throughout the body, allowing for microcirculation. Their small size and extensive distribution enable proximity to individual cells, ensuring efficient exchange of substances. Oxygen and nutrient exchange. At the capillary level, oxygen and nutrients are exchanged between the bloodstream and the cells. Oxygen diffuses out of the capillaries into the interstitial fluid and subsequently into the cells, while waste products are carried back into the capillaries for removal. Fluid exchange. Capillaries also facilitate the exchange of fluid between the bloodstream and the surrounding tissues. This exchange occurs through a process called filtration, where the fluid component of blood known as plasma is forced out of the capillaries into the interstitial space. Valves and flow regulation. Blood flow through capillaries is regulated by a series of valves that adjust the diameter of the capillaries based on the immediate needs of the cells. These valves ensure that the right amount of blood reaches the tissues, optimizing oxygen and nutrient delivery. Red blood cells. While the fluid component of blood, plasma, is forced out of the capillaries, red blood cells, responsible for carrying oxygen, remain within the bloodstream. This separation allows for efficient oxygenation and exchange while preserving the structural integrity of the circulating blood. Understanding the flow of blood and the role of capillaries in facilitating exchange processes emphasizes the intricate coordination required for optimal tissue perfusion and cellular function. The continuous circulation of blood, from the heart through the arteries, and the subsequent branching into capillaries, ensures that vital resources are delivered to cells while waste products are removed. Capillaries, with their thin walls and close proximity to cells, enable efficient exchange processes, supporting the overall health and functionality of our body's tissues. Conclusion. The heart's pumping action drives the distribution of oxygenated blood through the arteries, ensuring adequate supply to various body regions. Arteries branch extensively, reaching the cellular level where capillaries take over to facilitate exchange processes. The regulated flow through capillaries allows for optimal oxygen, nutrient, and fluid exchange, while red blood cells remain within the bloodstream. Understanding the dynamic nature of blood flow and the critical role of capillaries enhances our comprehension of the intricate mechanisms that sustain cellular vitality and overall physiological processes.